Hello, you're listening to the Collegiate High School Podcast, and I'm Abby, and I'm joined by Jonathan Alimon, Angelina Sosa, and Cassandra Hernandez. Today, we'll be talking about this Corpus Christi Police Department and their work around the city.
Although the police department failed to contact us back, based upon our research, the communication department has implied a three-year strategic communication plan that will greatly improve the city's internal and external communication. And the annual adopted budget for the annual for the 2016 through 17 was $73 million. Now let's go on to Cassandra and the research that she found.
Yes, thank you, Jonathan. What I found was that the CCPD has many accomplishments, but the five most significant ones are: graduated 22 cadets from Police Academy, including six females. Awarded the DOJ body-worn camera grant for 122 body cameras. Purchased 23 patrol rifles, bringing the number to 133 in the field. Purchased protective gear to be issued to 60 officers in the field. Implemented the quality of life unit using officers on ATVs, bicycles, and in derries. Now introducing Angelina to talk about what she researched.
Thank you, Cassandra. What I researched was the mission statement and their goals. The mission statement is to work to reduce crime, reduce the fear of crime, and enhance public safety. And their goals are work with the community and other law enforcement in cities to reduce crime, improve traffic safety by reducing traffic deaths and injuries, and use crime analysis to reduce crime. Now back to Abby.
Thank you guys for sharing what y'all researched. Finally, we will be discussing the summary of what the CCPD does and their biggest issues and challenges. The police department provides public safety services to the city of Corpus Christi. In 2016 through June, for the city of Corpus Christi, overall crime increased 6.51%. over the previous time frame in 2015. Violent crimes are up to 4.91%, and the property crimes increased 6.82% over the previous time frame in 2015. Now for the issues and challenges. Budget issues. Working to use the manpower we have in the most efficient manner. Replacement of fewer marked vehicles. No replacement of unmarked vehicles is planned due to the financial restraints. Facilities maintenance. Police substation at Flower Bluff, HVAC, needs replacing. Physical responsibility, expenditure review on a monthly basis with each division. Staffing levels, proposing civilization of record inspector, inventory management, training travel coordinator, narcotics technician, and fleet maintenance. Civilization will provide for the sworn personnel in these positions to move in the field. Hiring/recruiting. Police Academy plan for July 2017, 20 cadets, general fund continue focus on protected classes, enhancing and expanding recruiting program for forensics and Metrocom. Personnel training. Both sworn and civilian need to have continuous training, and the budget is very limited. Management and supervisory training is limited. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you all have a good day.